Vení. Today's Master Course lesson is interesting in the terms of what it's combined. As you know, Dancing with Shiva repeats a few times because it's short. So we go through the Dancing with Shiva lessons multiple times while we're going through the Living with Shiva and Merging with Shiva just one time. So you never know how Dancing with Shiva will combine with Living with Shiva and Merging with Shiva unless you, you know, went through it once. So today, Dancing with Shiva is all about the soul body, and Merging with Shiva is all about the soul body. Both, you know, different statements, but reinforcing one another so powerfully. I was very surprised. I think you'll all enjoy it if you haven't read it yet. So I couldn't help but think about the soul body after I read that this morning. I said, gee, I have to say something about the soul body in the talk this morning, because it's really in the message of the day somehow, and it's so powerfully reinforced. So I think that the soul body gives us an attitude toward life that's very important, both regarding ourselves and others. As you know, when it comes to President Bush and his perception of evil, it differs from our theology. He sees evil in certain people. You know, that person is evil. Whereas I'm good, that person is evil. So creates this dualistic sense of the world, this conflict sense regarding the world that some people are evil and some people are good. So I like our perspective much better. Everyone's good intrinsically. It's just that some people express that good and others don't. But it's in there. Everyone's good. So to me it's more hopeful. The fact that the good is in there, just for some reason it's not coming out at this particular point in time, but it will eventually. So all people are intrinsically good. You kind of relax about the world in a different way when you see it. In that sense, it takes out the sense of conflict, this opposition. When we see everyone as a soul, it also helps us understand what they would need to do to make further spiritual progress, what lessons they would need to learn from the experiences they're going through in order to move up to a higher level of consciousness in a future life to express more refined qualities. And the concept of the soul, when we apply it to ourself, is even more relaxing. Because we say, gee, I'm a divine being. This is pretty good. Any sense of inferiority, any sense of serious flaws that we may have picked up along the way, goes away. It's not our essential being that has those flaws, it's just our outer nature. We're a spiritual being, a divine being that learns through experience. No matter what experiences we've gone through, we're still a divine being. It doesn't touch us spiritually. We're a spiritual person, which we need that sense to move forward. The fact that we're a spiritual person gives us the strength, gives us the motivation to move forward spiritually. If we don't have that, where's our direction in life come from? It comes from external motivation, which comes and goes. If our external motivation is money, and we lose our money, our life can be pretty meaningless. If our external motivation is to have a big house, and the hurricane blows it down, and we weren't properly insured, we can get pretty discouraged. So having a spiritual identity helps us give a spiritual meaning to life, and the soul body can't go away. We can't lose it in a hurricane. We can't lose it when the stock market goes down. We can't lose it by mistake. It's a permanent possession. It is us. can't give it away. It's us. We are that. So it's our permanent reality, which is worth refining and refining from life to life. Permanent possession. So those are just some thoughts. I think you'll all enjoy, if you haven't already, reading these two lessons on the soul body, and I'm sure it will inspire additional thoughts in all of you. Have a wonderful day. Om Namah Shivaya.